Welcome to The Record on KUOW Seattle. Good Monday to you. I'm Bill Radke. We're live tweeting this program at KUOW, so come join us. As Americans were celebrating Gay Pride Month, the U.S. Supreme Court has been studying same-sex marriage. 2 weeks ago, the court ruled that a Colorado baker was discriminated against for refusing to make a cake for a same-sex wedding. And here in Washington State, we wondered at that time, is this going to affect the Eastern Washington florist? Arlene's Flowers in Richland refused to provide floral arrangements to a same-sex couple. Well, today the Supreme Court released its decision on Arlene's Flowers versus State of Washington. And here with the story is New York Times Supreme Court reporter Adam Liptak. Hi, Adam.
It's good to be here.
Will you remind us first, for those who don't remember, what is this case with Arlene's Flowers? What was that about?
It's one of these many cases where people who provide services for weddings don't want to participate in weddings because they have religious objections to same-sex marriage. So the case the Supreme Court looked at a couple weeks ago involved a baker in Colorado who didn't want to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. This Washington State case involves a florist who doesn't want to make a floral arrangement for a same-sex wedding.
And these were longtime clients. I think they called each other friends at one point.
That's right. And I think in all likelihood, these are sincerely held religious objections, but they run up against anti-discrimination laws that say businesses open to the public can't pick and choose whom they're going to serve. And the clients say that there's no religious override. An anti-discrimination law applies even when you say you have a religious objection to serving the customer.
Yes, there is a Washington state law along these lines.
Right.
This morning, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear the Washington state case, the Arlene's Flowers case. Why did they send it back to the Washington state Supreme Court?
This is a fairly common practice at the U.S. Supreme Court. When they decide a case in a general area, they will often send related cases back to the lower courts to say, hey, have a fresh look at what you did last time. Is there anything in what we just did that will make you change your mind?
And do you think there is?
I think there's not. So in the Colorado case, the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, the court basically went off on an idiosyncratic ground applicable to that case only. So the question in that case was a clash between gay rights on the one hand and claims of religious freedom on the other. The court didn't give us an answer on that. All it said was that the baker in that case had not been fairly treated by the Colorado Civil Rights Commission because one of its commissioners said bigoted things.
Yes.
So that's a special case determination. And in sending the Washington case back to the Washington Supreme Court and say, have another look at this and see if anything we said makes a difference, I think in all likelihood the Washington Supreme Court will uphold its earlier decision because there was not that kind of bigotry in the record in the Washington case.
Will you remind us, Adam, what that bigoted language was?
It was to the effect of religion has been used to justify horrible things, including slavery and the Holocaust. So one commissioner on a civil rights commission definitely seemed to have some anti-religious animus, and Justice Anthony Kennedy, writing for the Supreme Court, said that was enough to rule for the baker because he was not treated fairly. But there's nothing like that in the record in the Arlene's Flowers case.
So the one Colorado civil rights commissioner admitted to being hostile to religious freedom claims?
I don't think he'd go quite that far, and I think there are people in the world who would say that religion has been used to justify slavery. But the U.S. Supreme Court may be looking for a way out of that case, may be looking for a way to duck the issues, as it again seemed to do today, went off on that idiosyncratic ground, that ticket for one ride only ground, instead of deciding what is really a major clash that, remains needing to be decided about whether there's a religious exception to anti-discrimination laws.
Okay, so we don't have the bigoted language in the Washington State case. Do you have any sense of the likelihood that the Washington State Supreme Court will change their decision on this?
I would be very surprised if they change their decision. I don't think they've been asked to reconsider their decision in light of the Masterpiece Cake Shop decision, in light of the Colorado decision. Because there doesn't seem to be anything in the Washington case record resembling what went on in Colorado, I think it's a very good bet that they're going to uphold their earlier decision, and that will tee up the case to go back to the U.S. Supreme Court if the justices want to hear it.
So after these two cases, Adam, has the U.S. Supreme Court told us anything about their take on the religious right to not serve someone?
Well, they kind of talked out of both sides of their mouth in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, but lower courts have already started to interpret it as a pro-gay rights case. So an Arizona appeals court, just days after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled, said that someone who makes cards and decorations for a wedding couldn't discriminate against gay couples, and quoted at length from the U.S. Supreme Court decision. So there's plenty in the U.S. Supreme Court decision that courts that want to uphold anti-discrimination laws can do. And just to be clear, courts around the nation have consistently said that there is no religious exception to anti-discrimination laws.
This is Adam Liptak, the New York Times U.S. Supreme Court reporter, telling us about today's decision, the sort of a non-decision. The U.S. Supreme Court sent that Arlene Flowers Flores case back to the state of Washington. And in Washington state, we do have a law saying that someone who provides these services cannot use a religious objection to deny them a service. And the gay couple, in this case in Richland, won that case. But it continues. Adam, thanks for giving us the rundown on this.
Really good to be here, Bill.